Ukraine security issue.
As of June 13th, the 110th day of Ukraine's resistance to the Russian invaders, the Ukrainian armed forces eliminated 150 soldiers. The general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces reported that since the beginning of the full-scale Russian invasion, the aggressor had lost more than 32,000 soldiers and more than 9,500 units of military and special equipment. At the same time, Russia has a tenfold advantage in artillery, which is massively used, especially in the Donbas region. Ukraine needs more 155 caliber artillery systems. Commander-in-Chief of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, Valery Zaluzhny, wrote about that on his Facebook page as a result of negotiations with Chairman of the US Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. According to Valery Zaluzhny, the main military efforts of the Russians are concentrated in the north of the Luhansk region. They sent about 7 additional battalion tactical groups to the city of Severodonetsk. Despite heavy fire, the Ukrainian army has stopped them. Serhii Haidai, the head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, said that the Russian occupiers control most of the city of Severodonetsk. According to him, the Russians want to cut off the city to prevent the delivery of military supplies to the Ukrainian armed forces and not let evacuate the civilians. Despite heavy enemy fire, the Ukrainian militaries managed to evacuate several people from the devastated city daily. Another 500,000 civilians, including 40 children, are hiding at the Azot plant. Russian large-caliber artillery is heavily shelling that industrial zone. The shelters of the Azot plant are not as strong as those of Mariupol's Azovstal steel plant. Russia has intensified artillery shelling of the neighboring city of Lysychansk. In the last few days, many people died and were injured there, including a 6-year-old child, said Serhii Haidai. Oleg Sinyahubov, the head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration, says that the Russian army does not stop shelling the Kharkiv region.
На півночі, північно-східному напрямку наші збройні сили ведуть активні бойові дії. Ворог намагається перебувати.
The Ukrainian armed forces continue the active combats in the north and northeastern areas. The enemy is trying to regroup there. The Russian army tries to compensate for the loss of its manpower in those areas. The Izum area remains the most difficult as the enemy is trying to attack the positions of Ukrainian defenders there, trying to break through it, but without success. The Izum area is a fundamental one for the occupiers because the Russians send their additional forces, armored vehicles, to the Donetsk and Luhansk areas through it, said Oleg Sinyahubov. According to Oleg Sinyahubov, on Sunday night, the Russian troops also fired from multiple launch rocket systems Tornado and Hurricane on residential areas of the city of Kharkiv. As a result, industrial enterprises were hit by missiles. There are wounded among civilians. International human rights organization Amnesty International reported that for the shelling of Kharkiv, the Russians also use prohibited cluster munitions, which lead to numerous civilian casualties in the city and the destruction of infrastructure. Hundreds of Kharkiv residents were killed precisely because of the shelling of residential areas with Russian cluster bombs and unguided missiles. Representatives of the organization studied the consequences of the Russian strikes on Kharkiv for 2 weeks in April and May. During that period, 62 people died in the city and about 100 were injured. The threat of Russian missile strikes on the territory of Ukraine remains, as 6-caliber cruise missiles carriers were deployed in the Black Sea Fleet. As we have reported, 23 civilians have been injured as a result of a missile attack on Chortkiv in the Ternopil region 2 days ago. There is a 12-year-old girl from the city of Kharkiv among the injured. Her family had moved to the Ternopil region after the start of the Russian full-scale invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his night video address that those very facts would underscore the way in which Russia was seen by the world. I quote, Not Peter the Great, not Lev Tolstoy, but children injured and killed in the result of Russian attacks, said Zelensky in an apparent reference to Russian President Vladimir Putin's remarks last week, comparing Moscow's military campaign to Russian Emperor Peter the Great's 18th century conquest of lands held by Sweden.
Україні потрібні системи сучасної протиракетної оборони. Постачання таких систем було можливим і цьогоріч, і минулого року.
Ukraine needs modern missile defense systems. The supply of such systems was possible this year, last year, and even earlier. Have we got them? No. Do we need them? Yes. There have already been 2,606 affirmative answers to this question in the form of various Russian cruise missiles that have hit Ukrainian cities and villages since February 24th, said Volodymyr Zelensky, adding that Ukraine once again appeals to Western countries to provide it with modern missile defense systems. Meanwhile, the president's office named the conditions under which Kyiv and Moscow could resume the negotiation process. Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to the head of the president's office, in an interview with the Belarusian newspaper Zerkalo, said that President Zelensky has set a minimum program in which Russian troops should retreat to the positions they occupied on February 23rd. Only after that a peaceful negotiation process can begin, where all claims will be discussed. According to him, the maximum program provides territorial integrity within the internationally recognized borders of Ukraine, Russia's defeat in the war and its transformation as a state. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has announced talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss steps to establish exports of Ukrainian grain to the world market with the participation of the UN. On June 3rd, Russian dictator Putin said that Ukraine could transport its products by demining ports on the Black Sea coast, from ports of the Sea of Azov controlled by Russia and promising not to interfere. Ukraine does not believe the promises of the occupiers and believes that Russia will use the grain corridor to attack and capture Ukrainian port cities. Russia continues to plunder Ukraine in the occupied territories. The defense forces of the Zaporizhia region reported that the occupiers robbed a metallurgical plant, from which they exported more than 3,000 tons of iron ore. Russian occupiers stole not only grain, metal and farmers' products, but they also robbed Ukrainian museums. A special gang is smuggling valuable historic artifacts out of Ukraine into Russia, according to an international team of scholars and digital technology experts who are tracking the thefts. That was reported by The Guardian with reference to anthropologist Brian Daniels. According to him, there is now very strong evidence that this is a deliberate Russian action, when specific paintings and ornaments were targeted and taken out to Russia.